Reliability in research refers to the level of consistency of the results obtained from an experiment, i.e. the repeatability of the findings. Thus, if an experiment was repeated using the same set of participants under the same conditions, then if the results were internally reliable, then they would be consistent or similar with the past results. Thus, a major objective of a researcher is to design an experiment that produces reliable results. In order to test for reliability, it is important that we replicate experimental procedures with new sample groups in order to generate reliable results. So note, external reliability would be evaluated by determining the consistency of results across different sample groups tested. In terms of sample sizes, the larger the sample size, the higher the likelihood of generating reliable and valid data. But the size of the sample is often constrained by the availability of resources, the size of the population, and access to participants. So, in differentiating between internal and external reliability, internal reliability relates to the consistency of the results when we use the same sample group and we test them multiple times, maybe under multiple conditions, e.g. varying the time of day, time of year, varying the testing environment, etc. But external reliability, well, that would be evaluated by, like I said, testing using the same procedures on different sample groups to see if we have that consistency of the results. Now, validity, on the other hand, refers to how effectively an assessment tool measures what it's supposed to measure. So we're talking about accuracy here. High internal validity means that the test used to measure the DV is an accurate measure of that concept. So for instance, is IQ a valid measure of intelligence? Does a Fitbit provide a valid measure of heart rate? Does a stress inventory test provide a valid measure of a person's overall level of stress? All of these questions are relating to the validity of the actual variables tested. The more reliable and valid the data, the more accurate the conclusions that are made from the results. Now, the presence of extraneous or confounding variables can diminish the validity of data generated. So, in summarizing validity, internal validity refers to the extent to which the results of an experiment are due to the manipulation of the IV on the DV, as opposed to other extraneous or confounding variables. External validity refers to the extent to which the results of an experiment can be generalized to the wider population. Thus, external validity will be diminished by the use of convenient samples, the impact of extraneous or confounding variables, non-random allocation of participants, just for starters.